And Mike, I'm sure you've told us this before, but when you're going to play a game that's going to be in such cold weather, what's your philosophy on quality of practice versus preparation for the cold and how you go about your practice week and how much outside you want to be inside?
Well, it really kind of takes care of itself. And we're going to stay indoors today just because of the format that we're on. I mean, our schedule is really driven by two things. The demand of our schedule, just where we are in the season with the bye week and the Thursday night game coming so early in the year, and we've been nonstop in our medical report. So we'll stay inside today because we just really have the one team period that we'll be going wide open. We just have a lot of teaching. But tomorrow we'll go outside and just the way we're structured with our facility, we can only really do the team periods outside. So we'll do everything else inside, the fundamentals and so forth, because we need all the space that we have here in the Hudson Center. So it kind of takes care of itself. So we'll get outside and do the team periods, handle the football as much as we can, do the field goal, protection outside, kick field goals and so forth, because, I think we have, 50 yards, 40 yards, whatever we have out there with the heated surface. So that's just the way we always do it.
I think it was that 07 game in Chicago with late in the game. It might have even been the last regular season game.
I remember it.
Might have been the coldest I've ever been in my life.
I agree.
Walking in, you can get that down there, obviously, at this time of year. We've talked about snow and rain and all that. What does cold do to the game?
Well, we're fortunate we can practice, and it's going to be similar to what we're going to play in. So it's really, it's the focus. The biggest thing is the football and the fundamentals, and that's why it's important to get outside and practice in it. Wind is what you watch for, and especially being down there right on the lake. That's really where the challenge was. That was the challenge that day in 07. And when you get those gusts that are up, 20, 25 above, or north of that, so that's where the football moving and the snap from center and the gun and, all those things factor.
Mike, how's Aaron coming along, and will he do any work today?
Aaron Rodgers playing today. He'll be with the rehab group, so he won't practice today, and I'll probably do the same thing tomorrow. So, we have a plan. Game plan wise, his comments were just don't hold anything back. So that's we're approaching this game no different than we did last week.
Mike, you talked a lot of offensively having a lot of moving parts and going through several phases during this one season. Mm-hmm. How challenging has that been for you, and is it in some ways invigorating as an offensive coach to those kinds of challenges?
Yeah, no, I agree with your viewpoint. It's been a real challenge. I think like anything in this game, whether it's offense or defense, and it, obviously this even falls more into the special teams, because when you have injuries, we all have them. Every team goes through it. But when it attacks a position group, that's where it really gets really tough. If you look at our situation with the running back group getting hit so hard, and then the corner, really the corners have been hit harder than anybody. And then you had the period there where you're inside. So when it really goes after one group, that's where the real challenge comes. So offensively, we went away from some things that obviously we were doing early in the season, particularly because of our running back group. And then Jared Cook was obviously an injury that changed the scope of some things too. But that's really what the off season's for. So I talk about all the time. You have to build a menu for your offense or defense through your game planning and your installs to weather the course of the season, because it's going to happen. It's just a matter of how many and when, and hopefully it's spread out amongst your positions.
You saw some of Barkley in October. What are your impressions of him?
Well, he came into the game, obviously, was it second quarter or whenever it was, but frankly, it's no different. We talked about the team. Let's focus on the last five or six games. I mean, they're a different team than when we played them last time. And frankly, we're a different team. I mean, we're doing some things differently. So, in my opinion, they're playing the best football of the season. That's what the video shows. I think I was impressed with them up front in our first game, and I think they're even more impressive up front defensively. So, You know, it's the Packers and the Bears. I mean, this is rivalry week. You make sure you educate your first-year players what they're getting ready to walk into down there at Soldier Field. So we spent some time on that. And when expect the unexpected, because where they are in their season and everybody understands what kind of game this is going to be. This is going to be a juggernaut. That's the way we've always approached these division games, and especially the Chicago Bears.
Mike, with where Montgomery and Michael are you closer to where you want to be in terms of having balance, more balance in the offense?
Yeah, I like the way Ty's playing. I think he's done a lot of excellent things. He's maximizing his opportunities. The goal is to get him last week is to get him 10 plus touches. We did that, and Kristen's. He's getting better each week too. So yeah, I like the way both those guys are playing.
How impressed have you been with your defense's turnaround? Just 36 points given up the last three games.
Very impressed. I think you're seeing continuity, which is breeding consistency. It starts up front. It was clearly evident against the Seahawks. You got to get after that line of scrimmage and let them playmakers get to work. Morgan Burnett going inside was a big factor. It really helped us in matchups and some of the things we were doing, particularly with their tight end. And if we can just, keep playing together, same guys each and every week, I think you definitely see the benefits.
Mike, is Jared Cook going to be challenged this week, or do you think he will have
him? I think we're going to have him, but practice will dictate that. I mean, there's really the medical staff wants to see him go and see how he comes through.
Mike, away from your team for just a second, your alma mater is playing for a national championship.
But your Wildcats, you guys all know where that's at, right?
How much attention do you pay to that and Oshkosh playing in the Stag Bowl? What do you think at the highest level of football as you look down to those?
I think it's great, and obviously you have an experience playing, small college football, and Oshkosh being right down the road. I mean, what a great season they're having, especially with what's going on there with Whitewater and those schools over there in Ohio. So that's exciting. Baker, obviously personally close to my heart. Coach Mike Grossner is a friend of mine. We're teammates in college, so he's done an incredible job there, and they're just having an outstanding season. You guys would love their offense because they hit all the statistical highs that you guys can jump up and down on. So that'll be a good game. They're playing down at Daytona. Looking forward to it.
Mike, what has been your experience watching Aaron when he plays hurt? Going back to 06, your first year when he played with his foot broken in the second half against the Patriots and then that shoulder thing in 08. Like, what do you see from him during a week when he's going to be playing with an injury and then during a game?
The intensity and the focus, the details of everything that he does, usually going into the game plan. Now it's obviously into what he needs to do to get ready. And then there's always an in-game plan. So just the intensity of his focus is extraordinary.
Yeah, the collarbone, which obviously he didn't have much choice in, but Is he an awfully tough guy? I mean, he followed Favre, who's as good as it gets when it comes to that. But is he a pretty tough guy to convince?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is as tough as anybody I've ever been around. I mean, just as you said about Brett, to have two guys that approach it the same way and play through the things that they play through, I think it speaks volumes about those guys individually. But, yes, I mean, Aaron's played through so many things. I go back to 08 is the first time. You never know is when he separated his shoulder down there in Tampa and we're playing the Falcons out here in Lambeau. We went down before the game down there to Hudson Center to see if he could throw because we really didn't know the day of the game. I don't think Ted and I expected him to play in the game. And they were trying all different kind of harness on and so forth. And so he was able to throw the ball about 20 yards. And so now we're going through the playlist. And we had a third down, third one shot in the game plan, fake 94X read. And I said, well, hey, instead of throwing it out, I'll just wait and make sure and see if we can throw it, in case we need it. He goes, yeah, let's do that. So we're not even into the, end of the first quarter, and we're in the perfect spot on the right hash, a third and one, and I just called it. And then as soon as I called, I could see, his head, looks at me. And I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot all about it, so. He went back, and I think it was the Donald. He comes back and just rips it, and then, obviously it was complete, and then we just went from there. So, you learn to go through things. I mean, most importantly, what he can do, and You know, that was a big moment for him, and he's done it so many times now, and probably, you know, things that, you know, may not seem as big, but his focus is it's extraordinary.
Mike, you grew up in football around big rivalries, and obviously this matchup has been a rivalry over the years, mm-hmm. but what does a rivalry even really mean now in 2016 in the football that you play today?
Well, I think it means a lot. It means a lot to our fans. I mean, it means a lot to us in the locker room. I know because this game always has a different edge to it. And frankly, to have all three of your division opponents the last three games of the year, I mean, you talk about December football, the importance. We all understand where everybody is in their season. But you're talking about the teams that know each other best. You know, the coaching staff spend so much time on each other in the off season. So there's so much more that goes into it. So the specifics and the details of not only what they're going to do, but, you know, what we've done against them. So the intensity burns so high from every angle, internally and externally. Externally, obviously, we take, you know, a lot of pride in the history of the Green Bay Packers, and we understand the history that we have with the Chicago Bears. I mean, this is obviously the longest rivalry in the history of the NFL, and we know what the record is, and we know that it's been, is it 80 years? And that is, was that what? How many years has it been since it's been tied up? Thank you. Okay, you can participate here. I'm doing this alone all the time. You know, so it's been a long time. So since it's been tied up, so we're aware of that, and you know, so and with that, I think not only the history and tradition of both organizations, but the current history. So I mean, we've been battling here the last, you know, two decades too. So I was 11 of the 14. You know, last North, the NFC North division titles has been the Packers or Bears. So, I mean, all those things. So we understand how important it is, but those are external. The internal is, I mean, these are two teams that know each other very well. The players know each other very well. So the detail, what goes on in the game planning, the practicing, the game day adjustments, I mean, it's at the highest level. And it'll be the same next week and the week after that. So this is the toughest football of the year, and that's the way we're approaching this game.
More, please. Could you talk about Dayton Jones, the move to outside linebacker? I think he's had a lot of quarterback hurries. Was Sunday his first quarterback? has he become a more aggressive football player?
I think you really saw that last year when we made the move with Dayton. I mean, he's given a lot of opportunities, and particularly this game Sunday against Seattle. You know, he had a lot of quarterback responsibility in the run game. So I think it's definitely a more natural position for him to play, definitely in the pass, you know, pass game, but can't say enough about what he's done, you know, as far as the run defense and the discipline, particularly playing against an option read quarterback. So, you know, Dayton's playing really good football.
Hey, how did Clay come out of the game? And you foresee a similar practice plan?
I think Clay is probably he's going to be better this week than was last week, so it'll be a similar practice format.
Mike, what's your plan with Nick?
Nothing today, and maybe not tomorrow. So I think the first time he would get out there would be Saturday, is what they're telling me.